This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
And it's week 7 of Understanding CBD, and you can't get rid of us.
You mean month 7. Months have turned into...
It's year 7,
it's
isn't
year
it?
Seven. I don't know what that is.
I mean, do you even remember February at this point?
No.
I mean seriously.
I know it was a leap year, but it didn't seem... It added like 35 days to it. This is like April 39th, I think.
What month was February?
This literally is Groundhog Day, isn't it?
I don't know what day it is.
I'm going to have to rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
But, no, we are back. Gary Stein, your host, of course. Max Sobel, Steve Waldman.
Hi,
not
everybody.
Wald.
You said Waldman.
No, I didn't.
I said Waldman. You put a D in there. I just heard it. You added the D.
No, you hear what you want to hear.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But we're back. Happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah.
Easter Sunday.
Yes, and happy Passover.
And happy
Passover. Either.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit about, and we all celebrated Passover. Mm-hmm. I have some interesting conversation, actually, that came from our, I'm going to call it our Zader this year, mm-hmm. as opposed to Seder.
Clever.
Because it was our Zoom Seder.
Did you trademark that, or did someone else already?
I actually stole it.
I just registered the domain. Just now.
Zader.org, mm-hmm. Actually CBD was a topic, and we'll talk about a very interesting dichotomy, or that's even the right word, between the older person perspective of CBD and what their questions were, mm-hmm. and the younger person perspective of CBD and what their questions were. So we'll talk about that. Hey, let's toss out the phone number if you want to give us a call. That's the most important thing right now at 410-922-6680. Again, that's 410-922-6680. Understanding CBD will be on the air until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Also, these two guys, Max and Steven, you can reach them anytime at this number, 443-743-2444. That's 443-743-2444. A lot of people have already reached out to you on that number to get information, to place orders, just to talk really about what's going on in their lives and how CBD may be able to help them with certain issues.
True.
And also you can text the word hemp, H-E-M-P, to 26786.
Yeah, our caller from last week we ran out of time with actually talked to Matt. He called a couple of days later, had a good conversation.
That's right. I talked to him. Yep.
Tim, I think he had a back issue or a shoulder issue or something?
Tim had, it was muscle and tendon issues.
Right.
And he called, we spoke, and he ended up trying our product.
Okay. And good. So there you go. Radio works.
Absolutely.
Okay. Couple things to talk about sometimes for today. What's coming up today? We will have, is it Dr. Alex Dix or is it Alex Dix?
Dr. Alexander Dix.
Right. Dr. Alexander Dix from Kipp Dispensary up in Cockeysville. We're going to talk to him about 2:15, 2:20 this afternoon about his story and about CBD and about his dispensary up there in Cockeysville.
Do you know what Kipp stands for?
KIP. It stands for no.
All right. Well, we'll have to find out later.
That's right.
Okay.
I hear an echo on my microphone.
I don't hear an echo.
No?
All right.
I think it's you. Actually,
okay.
Yeah, which usually it is you.
It's just going back.
In. Mm-hmm.
Right. Typical.
And we also have our trivia question, which we'll get to in a minute, mm-hmm. and they can win. What do they win today, Max?
A lovely Max and Stevens t-shirt.
Lovely Max and Stevens t-shirt. By the way, the lovely Max and Stevens jacket that you're wearing.
Thank you.
I'm pointing to Steve right now.
It's a custom.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you should give that away, but if you ever were to give that away, that is some nice jacket you're wearing.
Okay.
I meant to tell you about that.
We may be able to do something like that.
Something like that in the future.
If someone's interested in the jacket.
Yeah, that's a custom piece, though. You know,
we have some pictures of it on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/ Max and Stevens.
Right. There you go. We also have a new coupon code for potential buyers. And why don't you go ahead and tell our people what that's all about.
Absolutely. So we've created a coupon code. The coupon code is WCBM.
Imagine that.
And it'll give you 10% off anything you buy on our website. Just put the product in your shopping cart and at checkout, put in the coupon code WCBM.
WCBM.
And it'll give you 10% off. But I also want to mention that if you want to call us and ask us questions and talk to us and you want to order by phone, also just mention this show, WCBM, and we'll be happy to honor that coupon code for you also.
So you'll give them the coupon. Code.
We absolutely will.
Again, the number here, 410-922-6680, and Max and Steven's phone number, 443-743-2444. What else do we have? We've got the trivia. I'll tell you what, why don't we toss out the trivia question,
all right.
And we'll give callers a chance to mull it over and answer it themselves, and well, why don't we do that right now?
All right.
All right, so the trivia question today is, do you need a medical marijuana card in Maryland to be able to purchase our product? Yes or no?
So it's a yes or no question.
Yes or no.
Do you need a medical marijuana card in Maryland to purchase CBD?
Correct.
Okay.
The answer is yes. It's
a yes or
no
question. 410-922-6680. First person that comes up with the right answer gets a Max and Stevens t-shirt. Again, 410-922-6680 is the number. Okay, here's a couple of questions that came up in our Zader the other night, our Zoom Seder. And just to give you a little background, we had all different types of people on the Seder with us. I'm talking about age demographic. Mm-hmm. We had my in-laws who were in their 80s, and we had my kids and nephews who were younger, who were in their 20s, basically, out of college, 2-3 years. So what are they, mid-20s now, 25, 26, 27 years old. We also had my cousin who's my age, but you know, in his 50s. Mm-hmm. So we had all different age demographics on the Zader with us, okay? And CBD came up as a topic because, you know, just natural conversation during the Zader. And it was interesting to hear the questions that the older folks had, mm-hmm. as opposed to the younger folks, okay? The main question on the older folks' minds was, is CBD legal? That was their question.
Okay.
Is CBD legal? Because, you know, people don't, it's like, we know medical marijuana is legal in Maryland, right?
Reefer madness, yeah.
Is recreational marijuana legal?
They hear cannabis and then they start, you know, dealing with the whole devil's lettuce.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that was the question from the older folks. The question from the younger folks revolved around, does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I know it works?
Right.
Right, it wasn't even a question of legal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a question of, if I buy it, is it going to work?
Right, because they've probably bought it before and been burned. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so let's address those questions. Good questions, normal
Absolutely.
Questions.
Great questions.
So is it legal?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is legal. As of 2018 Farm Bill, it became legal.
Right. Anything derived from industrial hemp, which our product is, and hemp CBD is, obviously, is legal. It's got to have under 0.3% THC.
Right, and that's in the Farm Bill was for the legalization of hemp and CBD derived from hemp. So Dr. Dix that's coming on, so he works at a medical dispensary as well. So they have CBD that's extracted from marijuana that you need a license. That you need a license for. So it's a little bit different.
And by definition, anything extracted from marijuana technically has a higher THC content of 0.3%,
which makes it federally not legal. Marijuana is still federally not legal.
In any state, in the country.
The federal government does not recognize marijuana as a legal product.
However, hemp is officially off the controlled substance list, so it is 100% legal federally. But then there's state jurisdiction, and at this point, I think most of the states are completely fine with hemp-derived CBD.
Okay, so that's the answer to that question, and then the answer.
But it's also why it's a great question, because it's new, it's been within the past few years, and there is some gray areas, and there's a lot of people talking in this scenario, that scenario. You have to dig into the details, but it's a great question.
Great question.
Then the other question from the younger folks is, does it work? So let me just give you a little background. More than likely, all of the younger folks who asked have tried marijuana and have probably enjoyed marijuana, at least to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
So they know about marijuana, but they don't know about CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you go about answering the question? It's a very general question. How would you go about answering the question, does it work? And what does that mean, does it work?
Right. It's a great question. I always start with, depends on what your situation is. And let's define what you're going to use it for first. And you'll be able to figure out if it works in how you use it. A lot of people get confused with the way they have used marijuana before and then how they use CBD. Because when you use... you can use marijuana in different forms, too. You can smoke it. You can vape it. You can put it in a sublingual like our product. You can mix it with food. The same with hemp. A lot of people use hemp, but they don't smoke it. So it takes a little while to get into the system. So you don't actually feel as instant as you would if you smoke it. I don't know if I made that point clear.
No, yeah, you made it. I mean, I would just add that so they want to know whether or not it works, and they want to know, you know, what's the difference between that and marijuana. So marijuana, by nature, gets you high. There's a psychoactive effect. that's essentially what it is. Now, that psychoactive effect can do good things for you, bad things for you, whatever it needs to do. But our product has no psychoactive effect. So sometimes it's a little bit difficult to gauge whether or not it's effective. I would say there's a lot of factors there. Number one, what type of product is it? Is there lab reports related to that product? Is what they say is in the bottle actually in the bottle? What is your use case? And are you using it consistently? Which way are you consuming it? Sublingually, topically, do you have a product that has the ability to be consumed those different ways? You see what I mean? And it's, you have to give it its proper run rate to be able to answer that question effectively. I can tell you that most marijuana smokers probably didn't have a lot of pain relief. Did it make them sleepy? Yes. Did it, you know, cause them to relax? Yes. But they probably didn't have a lot of pain relief. CBD, on the other hand, has natural anti-inflammatory properties. Hmm. So I can add that much.
And so, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish out of it. Does it work is one thing, and then will I get the results that I'm looking for? Those are really two different questions. So does it work? Yes. Chemically, when your body takes it, it does interact. And it will work. Will you feel? What will you feel? How will it? All those are why you need to try it.
Many times. And here's an actual story. My mother was using it topically and sublingually, actually, for some knee pain, some arthritic pain. A couple days in, Ma, how's the arthritis pain? How's the knee pain? She's getting slightly better. But you know what? I'm sleeping like a baby. I said, Mom, I didn't have any idea you had trouble sleeping.
Right.
And she said, neither did I. You know, and then eventually it ran the course. You know, not only did her pain get better, and she continues to use it. Thanks, Mom. But in addition to that, she sleeps like a baby, and that's important.
410-922-6680 is the number. Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is the show. Our trivia question, do you need a medical marijuana card in Maryland to get CBD? Do you need a medical marijuana card? The answer is yes or no. That is our trivia question.
CBD specifically.
To get Max and Steven CBD. And we have a caller ready to answer that. Hopefully he's got the answer. Right. Let's go to Wayne in East Baltimore. Wayne, do you know the answer to the trivia question? Wayne in East Baltimore, you there?
All right, Wayne.
All right, we'll have
Sorry, Wayne, you didn't get it.
So, that's not the right answer.
That's not the right answer.
Nothing isn't the right answer.
Crickets.
But we do have the trivia question still available. 410-922-6680, the number. And again, the direct line to Max and Steven outside of this hour at any time you want. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, right? Mm-hmm. 100 years per millennium, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. 443-743-2444. That's the number. Again, 443-743-2444. Also, mail sack question.
Mail sack.
There you go. Good one, actually, today in our third segment. I'm not going to tip it off now, but it'll be a good one. And anybody who listens to this station, I will say this, though. Anybody who listens to this station normally will understand this question. It'll be a good question that they probably thought in the backs of their minds. Again, the number 410-922-6680. In a couple of minutes, we'll check in with Dr. Alexander Dix, the medical director at KIPP Dispensary in Cockeysville, talk a little bit about his story, his dispensary. They sell Max and Steven CBD in the dispensary, correct?
They do.
Okay.
They do. So, you don't need a card to buy it from there, but you can still buy it from there. And, yeah.
Pay close attention.
Well, you know,
listening. I'm glad I wore my dress sweatpants today for that. I feel like it's going to be a special show today.
I put my show pants on, what I used to wear for going to the shows, and they still fit. So.
Oh, man.
I've been eating so much.
All right. 410-922-6680 is the number. We'll take a time out here. We'll hopefully answer the trivia question and check in with Dr. Alexander Dix when Understanding CBT continues.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Understanding CBD does indeed continue. Gary Stein along with Max Sobel, Steve Wallman. Happy Easter to everyone out there celebrating the holiday, and happy Passover to my Jewish brethren, our Jewish brethren.
Happy holidays, everybody. Let's celebrate. You know?
That's right. Be happy.
Absolutely.
I think we have to. I mean, we don't really don't have a lot of choice, do we? What's the alternative now?
That's not new, though.
No, it's not.
We've always had it should be like this every day and should have been.
Right.
And it's a good awakening for a lot of people.
It's a very good awakening.
Our trivia question for a Max and Stevens t-shirt, do you need a medical marijuana card to get Max and Stevens CBD? That is the question. It's a yes or no question. Let's go to Tracy in Edgemere to see if she knows the answer. Tracy, what do you think?
No.
That is a correct answer, Tracy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right. I'm sorry that wasn't a better sounding win button.
We always have issues with
have
sound.
With sound. Noah's out today.
Yeah, Noah's out today, so we're not going to get the mail sack sound. No.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, Tracy, just out of curiosity, have you ever used it?
Pardon?
Have you ever used CBD?
No, I'm thinking about using it, though.
Okay. Well, give these guys a call at 443-743-2444, and they'll tell you all about it.
Thanks, Tracy. And then Vern will get the address. We'll send you out. Which size shirt? You can tell Vern. He'll get all that going. We got another caller, so I think since we got a right answer.
Extra large.
Extra large. You got it.
We got
okay,
you,
we'll do it.
Make sure you give your address to Vern. Thanks, Tracy. Okay. Appreciate your listening and calling in.
Okay.
All right, Tracy wins the T-shirt. And again, the answer is no, you do not need a medical marijuana card to get Max and Steven's CBD.
Thanks for paying attention. That's right. We had another caller that was hanging on the line that may have had the right answer.
Let's do this real quick. Victoria and Eastern Shore, we're sorry you didn't get to the trivia question, but did you have it right? She gone.
No, she gone.
All right. Hey, without further ado, let's get out to our guest. His name is Dr. Alexander Dix. He's the medical director at Kipp Dispensary up in Cockeysville, Maryland. And I believe he sells Max and Steven CBD at the dispensary. Dr. Dix, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me today. Happy Easter.
Thank
happy
you.
Passover.
Yeah, happy Easter, happy Passover, happy holidays to everybody. What we like to do, Dr. Dix, before we do anything, is kind of get your story. We've had guests on, you know, that have done business and that are friends of Max and Stevens. And I think it's important to understand who everybody is. So before we begin with all peppering you questions, tell us who you are, what your background is, and how you came to be here.
Sure. Well, I guess it started back. My undergraduate degree was in chemistry. And when I got out of school, I knew I wanted to do something with cannabis, but it took me a really long time before I found something like that. And through my journey, I got a lot of encouragement to go to pharmacy school from, you know, close friends and family. And throughout that journey, I became a little disillusioned with the medical industry, and I had found lots of healing with cannabis personally and psychedelic use in the past, and even today. And that really kind of opened my mind to the possibility of pursuing a career with cannabis. So while I was in pharmacy school, I really got active and involved and spoke out at my school and had people come speak to students. And I spoke to state representatives as well and really just made myself heard. And as Ohio was, and I'm from Ohio originally, but as they
sorry
were
to
applying,
hear that.
As they were in the whole licensing process for cannabis, I ran into a few people. And they asked me to work for them, and unfortunately it didn't work out in Ohio, but at the same time they were opening a dispensary here in Maryland, so they pulled me out here from Cleveland, and I was really excited to make the move, and I've been working in this dispensary now for a year and a half, helping people understand how to use cannabis, the healing properties about it, and in even CBD as well. And I ran into these two guys, Max and Steven, at an event in the winter solstice, And since then, you know, we've been in communication, and they have a pretty amazing product that, as you said already, we do sell it in our store. You do not need a cannabis card to purchase it.
It's too late to win the prize.
which you couldn't have won anyway.
I mean, it's too late. Good try.
But hey, Dr. Dix, let me ask you. You say that they have an amazing product, and I don't doubt you, obviously. But why is it amazing? What makes it amazing? Is it any more amazing than anybody else's?
Well, there's a few things I personally look at when I inspect products. When it comes to medicinal cannabis or hemp products, and that's the quality of the medicine and the purity and potency of it as well. And so something that I've run into in the unregulated CBD market is that some people do not really test their products, and they just slap a CBD label on it and put it out into the market.
True.
And sometimes this contains CBD, sometimes it even contains THC. Sometimes it contains neither. So one thing you need to look for, and what I look for, is a product that is actually third-party tested to make sure that what's on the label is true to what they say.
That's a good point, because when I was testing products, different CBD products, I had a CBD product that didn't that had no THC in it, and I actually felt a buzz from it. So, you know, it can go other way. I did feel some psychoactive properties from a product that was claiming not to. So you really have to be careful.
Yes, absolutely. And the other... Go ahead.
No, I want you to continue, actually. Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing that I think is very important when it comes to CBD, hemp-derived CBD, is that you get products that contain